Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision.
What the motherfuck is up? Put the hoes and whorehive and hoes and tricks. Welcome to the motherfucking Horrible Decisions podcast, bitches.
So
I really tried to make it sound different. You didn't like that either?
I was not feeling that. As someone who is now an actress, let me stop.
Oh, this is what we gonna do? This is what we gonna do?
Oh, bitch. Shout out to Fuse for giving me a PA, because when that nigga went to give me matcha every day, I was like, oh, this is the life I need.
I ain't gonna hold you, matcha. It be making my mouth dry, bitch. Is it supposed to do that?
Well,
it be feeling like I'm drinking weed. I be like, why is my mouth so dry?
It's a tea, ma'am.
I know it's a tea, but bitch, I drink Earl. Earl be
who's Earl?
Earl be tasting Gray. Good, bitch. Mr. Earl Grey.
Welcome good. To the show, y'all. This is Horrible Decisions.
So I didn't just say that.
And I was going to say my name is Wheezy.
And I'm Mandy.
Mandy has a red cup in her hand for those of you who are not watching on YouTube.
Bitch, this is why
nervous.
I'm so lit. Bitch, I came to Wheezy Studios.
Had an
y'all
Adderall.
Know I'm at WTF Studios and I'm like, y'all rich, right? Where to look at? Bitch, I'm drinking fucking Bacardi Gold. What the fuck?
And?
What do you mean, and?
Listen, it's giving Caribbean vacation.
No, bitch. Where's my pina colada then?
I don't know, bitch, but you with this Bacardi is not it. Yo, put it back up. That is Dave's brand.
Bitch, I still got my Jamaican tan, baby. And the bitches had to oil up because I'm peeling. That's my white side. I said, you got oil, sis, because I didn't want y'all to see my skin peeling like a Repitalian.
Repitalian?
Yo, I don't know what the fuck is wrong. I would take the cup. And then, can we get a Zephyr Hills?
Sorry.
Let's get a water.
Oh, wait. Zephyr Hills? You don't want Avion?
It's not Avion, bitch.
Oh, what is it?
Get your goddamn alcoholic brain. It's Evian. Avion is the tequila.
Avion is the tequila.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
You don't want no Avion? Damn, bro.
Okay, shit. What's up, y'all?
Y'all, we
talk
have
your
a,
shit.
A dope announcement. Today is the release of Sex Cells.
Oh, shit.
On Fuse TV. If you don't have Fuse, please figure out how to get it, because they gave your girl a TV show and I need a season two, bitch.
That's right.
Listen. This show is the first show ever hosted by a black girl about business. It is about the entrepreneurs that make money from sex without having it. I know you may have seen previews and it looks super skanky.
And it does. I'm not gonna lie.
It is. But it
y'all,
is.
You filmed in a sex club.
We took the sex out of sexiness out of it. That is literally in my log line when writing the episodic Bible. I said, take the sex out of it, because I really wanted people to forget they were watching a sex show. Bro, there's a girl we interview that does like a twerk class, who does a full on lesson about SEO and Google searches. Like, every single person that you watch, you're going to really respect their business acumen. Not to mention, like, every episode is themed on how these people make money from sex. And before anyone could even like cast somebody that was like whack, I was really going through Horrible Decisions. And I was like, who has in my brain?
You had pretty much all the Horrible Decisions on there, but I'm not going to lie.
The blackest.
But you and I have sat here and been like, what? You don't suck dick? Like, there's been so many guests on Horrible Decisions where we're like, you are the epitome of a sex worker. You make money engaging in sex work without having sex.
It's
and I think that
thing.
For a long time, it took us like, so, but you don't fuck this client at all.
I know.
Like, we questioned a lot
of people.
People
don't realize that. And
you
honestly,
know, we did. We was like, so you telling me this nigga paid you how much and he didn't put his dick in your vagina?
It's almost insane. Like, the first episode you guys will see tonight, you've seen my mom in the trailer, Young and May is in the trailer. I basically connected with women. Bro, almost everybody in the show is black.
And I love it.
And I said, I really thought Fuse was going to be like, we got to get this shit BET. But no. Because honestly, like, they barely chose anybody.
Well, BET also is only playing Baby Boy currently.
That's
so
true.
I don't know what other shows.
Like,
could have gone on there.
What to me was so special about it is, like, I really wanted this to almost connect with Horrible Decisions and new people in a way. And, like, you will see some of the people that we've interviewed and now really learn about, like, their money and how they have created their business. Shout out to Dash. I hope I'm not spilling this secret, but I asked Dash to come on. And
I'm so glad you did, too. Like, he's and I don't remember even you reached out to me and was like, hey, what's Dash's contact?
Or, yeah.
But the fact that he traveled in the way he did for our touring,
yep.
Dash has been...
That was part of his explaining his business.
One of the really one of like greatest gems, I think, from the show in learning what he does. And so many of our listeners go to Dash.
I mean, bro, he said on when we were filming the show, I don't know if Fuse will leave it in there, but he was like, bro, like what horrible decisions did. And for me, it was like, this show is so much about the kinks, but these people really make their living. Like Dash has not only just done like rope bondage and clients, like he's branched into making boxes and product and creating shit. Like, and he talked about that. He talked about growing his brand, traveling for even shows with us. Like each person, like I looked at totally different. They taught me so much. And like, granted, you know, we threw some people y'all may not know in there. And no shade to them. They were great businesses too. But like, it just was so dope to be able to have Black people explaining their entrepreneurship. And it, no matter what you do, there's a lesson learned from each one about their business. And at the end of every episode, their businesses are highlighted. You'll take away the acumen that they have, how to implement it on your own way. Like I learned something from everybody. Lisa Spliffson, shout out to her. When she came on, she was saying to me like, bro, as far as like video conferencing platforms and electronic payment, like how those work, like all of those things. And it was just such a big deal to finally really validate what we do and what these people do. And I'm just so glad that most of them are Black. But
sure.
I will say, you know, there's an Asian owned business, my wax lady.
Oh,
she
my
was
gosh.
Great.
Oh, you did her.
Honey, I was like this, okay? I was telling the cameraman,
Lord,
spread my pussy open. And she was so grateful. She taught us about Groupon and percentages, about how much they take from you. Like, the shit was lit. People really teach you how to market, how to make sure that you're not doing some illegal shit. But yeah, nobody on there is fucking for money, or at least that's not what they explained to us.
I mean, they still may be, but they have ways of which they're making
honestly,
it outside.
Very few. I would say maybe one or two people could have possibly fucked for money. But for the most part, no. I mean, you'll learn about products, dildo makers, and you'll see some ancillary characters that you may know from my life or whoever. Fucking Mandy was supposed to do a twerk class with me, but we couldn't get the time right.
At all.
I'm so
she
glad you ain't come.
Why?
Because I did not do well. And I just have been
you
really
knew
embarrassed.
I would have shook that ass. But you know what? Nah, I ain't going to hold you. I feel like I could do it on a dick. That's it. I cannot dance.
I was
dance,
sweating,
though.
Mandy.
Yeah.
She was like, and one and two and shake your ass. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, see, no. But you know, like people that don't want to feel the pressure of going to the gym, they do like dance classes and stuff. Like twerk classes are really a form of cardio.
I needed an inhaler in the middle of the shit. But
I'm convinced you need one for sex too. Like
I want y'all to watch this as a family with me. Every Monday it's going to come on at 11 p.m.
Hey.
I like really am just so excited and proud. Like you guys have seen us do HBO. You've seen us do Vice.
Vice, yeah.
We've worked really hard to get to where we are. And just on some real shit, like something I was just thinking about when doing the show, like I had to write my intros and outros and they're long. Like you really got to write them and craft them and get my jokes. And when I was sitting in front of there, like why I'm able to do this, like it's not only just because I have a business background, but like as podcasters, we have truly grown as entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys may be sick of hearing it, but we're just so proud of it. Like, I think it's just such a big deal to have come from and started this from a corporate world to like really making our own money in different ways together and separately. Like when I counted the streams of income, when I was writing one of my intros about like, oh, this is how I've learned how to do this. Like all from a podcast, all from sucking dick.
But I mean,
sucking dick.
But you know what? You saying that. And again, I know a lot of you guys want to hear like, I'm not going to lie, TV is like, Weezy's been trying to get us to do TV. And I was just like, bitch, I ain't pressed to do no goddamn TV.
Oh, I'm sure people were probably
like why is Mandy not a part of it? I think that through our ups and downs and learning each other, and I mean, honestly, horrible decisions is still both of our babies.
And trust me, we have definitely been offered the TV deal.
Yeah, but we've both tried to see what more we want to do outside of Horrible, how much we want to do with each other. And like, I'm in the e-commerce space. So even you talking about having someone on your show to talk about SEO and stuff, I literally was not able to get Google search ads because of the artwork in my box. They wrote back and said, you're not able to show on Google because hear me out. This is the reason they wrote back. Buttocks. because one of the drawings in my box shows a buttocks. This is why I was not able to show up on fucking Google. So I love, I mean, I also just recently partnered with a black artist.
Hey.
And do you know that certain artists get shadow banned just like sex workers for having art that showcases women's vaginas and women's bodies and women's tits? And we've talked about this with a lot of people. So for you to be able to go on TV, there's so many hills to climb in this space. Yeah. I go back to say, Weezy and I are in a space where I know the lane I want to be in, and Weezy has excelled in the lane that she wants to be in, but I'm still glad that we're able to come back here and do horrible decisions and still continue with what this show started off of, which was our hoe asses, even though y'all don't think I'm a hoe no more because I got a nigga.
Oh, no.
But like to be able to grow from, like if they go back to 2017, Weezy was talking about fucking Ethernet and shit that I don't know what that is. And I was talking about a fucking final exam that I had.
Yeah. Bro, like, it's crazy how like,
and we were in, oh my God, if you go to our YouTube, we look disgusting. We're coming in with disgusting fucking pants and cardigans.
It's okay. We get money now. But I will tell y'all, one thing I have learned from doing TV, oh, am I a podcaster, baby?
What does that mean?
These niggas cut me. Excuse me, by niggas, I mean the people I worked with. Shout out to Beery and Heidi and John and Brandon, everybody at Fuse, who's Ryan, Sal, everyone who's helped me make this show, particularly Brandon. Brandon came to Mandy and I to do a show. He ended up leaving that network. We did end up doing it. We did talk to one network. Remember they wanted to give us like $1,200 a show? Like some wild
shit. I don't even know if we got to the money per show.
Oh, yes, we did.
We got through development and it just wasn't, it wasn't nice.
But Brandon told me 2 years ago at Max Fish that he was going to give me a TV show and he did. And we had to really work to be able to put sex on TV in this way and honor people.
Right.
So fun fact about this show.
Talk to me.
The company I told you that was supposed to do it with me wanted to call it Sex It. And how people left the sex industry.
But this isn't this isn't them leaving it.
And I said,
I do like that name though. That got to be an episode for that bitch. Oh,
taking it. Well, I said, I cannot be sex positive and say people are just leaving sex. And,
because also there's a pride. There's pridefulness in saying this is what I did and I don't do it no more.
Yep.
There's almost like a shame in what you used to do and you being able to leave it. So I'm so glad because, bitch, we would have looked like hypocrites.
No, I there's no way.
I'm so glad. So
Brandon and I conceptualized first off, sex sells.
I should have said a splash of Coke, nigga.
This Mandy, like, we have another 2 hours in here. Like,
but this
chill.
Looks like pure Coke. Not that Coca-Cola.
I can't wait for you to sip that. And you're like, thanks, Eden.
Okay. Thanks, Eden.
He has a red cup, y'all. But
red cup shot it. First off, Weezy, if you're watching us on YouTube, by the way, shout out to all of you guys who watch us on YouTube. Search Horrible Decisions on YouTube. Weezy, this episode for sure is the stud dyke. And I am the femme lesbian. Lipstick
actually, yeah, wow, that's really...
It's giving bisexual. Yeah.
You are giving, you don't
I know.
Touch dick at
I
all.
I look like I strap up.
Bitch, the only dick shaped anything is that banana in your
lap. To be fair, the show was called Sex Sells. I did fuck up with this outfit, but.
Bitch, right. I thought she was going to give me sex. You were giving me strap. Yeah.
You're giving me straps.
My outfits were so crazy on that show that, like, and sexy and over the top that, like, I needed to dress like a little less today, but. No, the show is honoring it, people. And I will say this, for anyone who has thought maybe you will see a repetitive guest on From Horrible, there's a reason for that. There is no room where I could have done something on TV without honoring how I got in the space to even talk about those people. And that includes dropping Horrible on every episode, using the butts on set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, I do not believe that you don't lift those up and show love to those who have been around. And I felt like, it just didn't make sense. If I'm going to talk to a fin dom and want to write that episode out, that it shouldn't be someone that people know from Horrible.
But I also want to make it clear. While I
the
was
world
not,
should know it.
Well, while I was not a part of this project, I love that through this 4 years of this journey with us figuring out ourselves sexually, growing sexually and being in the space and really meeting good people, I love that you reached back out to a lot of those people. Like I said, Dash showed up. When we ain't really have
because
a budget.
If, bro, think
Daniel
about it.
Daniel has
a TV
come through.
Show
like, we've had great
about
people.
Sex, and you knew you had to cast people. What the fuck do I look like not
going to
showing
new people.
Love?
Right.
Like, that's really what I was like, I can't. my waxing lady was so in shock that like I used her. She couldn't even believe it. And I was like, bro, like if I'm going to talk about like the episode was particularly about just taking care of your vagina. And I was like, how could I not think?
And you ain't had me on there?
I was just going to say that. But
official box owner, bitch.
It wasn't. I didn't do a health episode yet.
B?
Yes.
Yours is different.
Yes.
B?
Season this two. Is called, the Season episode two. Is called Vajay Day Spa Day.
Oh yeah, there ain't no spa, but bitch, that's like, so you know what? And I'll be very honest with you too. Like I said, with us doing different things now.
A medical episode.
Well, I ain't no doctor, bitch. Y'all know I don't even believe science really. But one of the things that I found through this show to me was the importance of feminine health and hygiene.
Yeah.
Only because I have friends who we laugh, but their pussies are always broke.
Dude, so much stuff happens to pussies.
But not only that, like I have friends that, like my best friend at 34 has been diagnosed with breast cancer. The opening of, honestly now also being with a partner where I can share, it's a different time of the month. I might be a little dry. Let's use lube. Or I might smell different this, like right now. I just drank. This is how my vagina is going to react. Also to have a partner over the last year where I can communicate why my pussy may smell, taste, look, whatever different at any time of the month. But being able to open up with my friends about that, that's so important. And so I love that you're being able to showcase, like this show has brought us through so many different avenues to still educate and show and support the people in our lives.
If there's like, just honestly. No way. And I think like, you know, when you say you got to put people on like, or like you really do have to do that because people have done that for us. And like,
but we ain't putting no more podcasts on.
Okay, Mandy. See?
Look, you see how she was trying? Oh my God, we got
to
keep.
Look, Juneteenth this month is coming and we have no room to do this.
We don't?
We just did African American April. We did Melon in May.
We did Mother's Day.
June bug June. Okay.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Come on.
No.
Come on. Let's dance. Come on. Hey, on the clip, can you hit the little music? But I want to make sure my areola don't pop out. But yeah. Yeah. No. Anyways, I say all of that to say, I think to be very fair, you and I have done nothing but support all of the people we've come across. So I love that in different ways, we're still able to push that forward.
Yeah. Season two, because y'all better give me one. I could do an e-commerce episode or I really want to do a health one. But Mandy, you can't say anything about science if we do this.
Oh, why? My God. But
because do not let me do a health episode.
Why?
And you bring your black ass up there.
A health episode? Bitch, a health a series. Bitch. What are you talking about?
Two-part Mandy.
Bitch, you
She's talking about a sode. Niggas out here doing two parts of shit. I'm just saying, Mandy, give me 2, 3, 4 parts.
Okay,
nigga.
There's two businesses highlighted each episode. Relax. What I'm saying is, you're not about to get on there with these goddamn gummies on TV and be like, yeah, I concocted a formula, but fuck science.
Okay, well, actually, guys, look up the health benefits. You know what? Wait, before I even put my little plug in here, tell them sex sells. What channel, what station? Before we get to the goddamn whole shit, because we're going to get to it, bitch.
Oh, yes. Tonight, 11 p.m. And every Monday after that, the series premiere. I hope I'm in Atlanta watching it with y'all niggas. I really do. Because I have to be. I really hope I'm watching it with some niggas in Atlanta. Damn, bitch, you on TV. That's the shit I want to hear. But yeah, I am.
You think you're going to get offered multiple dicks because you're on TV? Like, you know how I'm sure niggas will be like, I never really want to fuck no other nigga, but if they get the opportunity to fuck Rihanna, they might take a backseat to another nigga.
Bro, people that don't know me, when I posted the trailer, they were like, I was a listener first. I was like, oh, y'all love putting the claim on a pussy.
They do. Mm-hmm.
They do that.
Just like the same niggas that want to put, oh my God, we went to middle school together. Bitch, all right.
Bro.
All right.
They love me. Bro, I love it too. Bitch, this damn right we met in middle school.
Fuck with Facebook.
Now download Fuse.
All right. Well, and before we get to the vanilla shit, I do want to say for those of you who are not aware, I am the founder of Official Box Owner.
True.
So I have, like I said, there's been a huge, huge, huge connection to me with this show and how it leads from the bathroom to the bedroom. And just from all of my friends having broken pussies, finding ways to overcome any sort of insecurities with the smell, the taste, the look of your vagina, and bringing that to the forefront so that you can enjoy a healthy sexual experience. So at officialboxowner.com, you can get apple cider vinegar gummies. You can get boric acid suppositories. We also have She Orgasms. So if you are looking to enhance your sexual health, fix your BV, your yeast infection, or kind of balance your pH.
Maybe it's dry as hell.
Listen.
Maybe it really smells. Broken pussy.
I hate you so much. Broken pussy. Go on over to officialboxowner.com and use promo code WDP. You'll get 15% off. So WDP, that's it. Let's get into vanilla shit, bitch. Say,
I just want to read a review real quick.
Oh, we read a review now, bitch.
This one is so cute. The caption is, say bye. And it says, we love eating.
Wait, say bye.
Because Mandy be saying, say bye, Eden.
Oh, oh like God. Not like say what? Bye, like you look
oh, oh, not no, even it's a half star bye. Review, my bad.
You look oh, super
okay, good,
gay.
Okay, good.
Wait, what? So what review?
Say bye, you mean like...
Yeah, what's how many stars?
Five.
From we reading five stars. We ain't reading like them little trash bitches that be leaving one, right?
Okay. Absolutely not. Okay. It says, we love Eden. I think he has a funny perspective. More Eden.
Wow.
Wow, that's... I haven't seen many of those.
I haven't seen many of those. Who's Eden, that, who's that
like,
voice?
They be like... Tell Eden he needs to get his own pot if he wants
bro,
to talk.
Oh, damn, I didn't see that.
You know what? I will.
Like, let me just...
Please, do you want to talk about it?
When you're podcasting in a room, you really do need a little gratification, especially for people that entertain.
Do you, bitch? I know I'm funny. And I don't need Eden's laughing to know
no,
I'm
no,
funny.
No. It, to direct things to the too. Person, like another person, is a lot easier. Like, it's so much easier when there's someone to look at or, like, nod to. Like,
yeah.
You behind this screen, behind this mic, whatever you're listening to, like, it's not that easy to just look at each other. Or when Mandy and I disagree, you have to turn. Like,
I'm not only disagree, I'll tell you right now, Weezy and I can talk to each other. So, when we cannot, Eden is our
and
savior.
So, what's next, Eden? But I thought that was really great. And the next one is from someone said, I love this podcast. It helped me with being more comfortable in my skin and my sex life. Love you both. We love you back, bitch. Now, vanilla shit. Boy, are they talking about me in this New York Post article.
Oh, Jesus.
People who are into kinky sex more likely to do illicit drugs.
Oh, is that why my boyfriend? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Oh.
No, we're not going to talk about it.
Is he my kind of people?
He's experimentative.
Oh, so am I. Drug users spend less time in missionary. So they did a poll of 1,000 attendees at a music festival about their drug and sex habits. And the anonymous data...
At a music festival?
Where they were already high.
Of course they're already going to be on drugs there.
But no. Basically saying for the people that... Like basically testing the sex they have and the drug use at the festival. Like what are these people into?
But we've also read an article about at these festivals, there's a high rate of herpes that is transmitted and all these other things. So of course, you're on drugs, you're having sex, and you're transmitting STDs. That's what happens at festivals.
Well, someone else
like
wrote
this,
the article.
I don't like this pool of...
The anonymous data they acquired linked that there was a strong connection between substance and sexual practices, including casual sex with a friend and anal and BDSM. The normalization of drugs and liberalization of consensual sex practices is actually related, and... The higher the drug use, the more the leisurely activities. Our study revisited the well-worn phrase of sex, drugs, and rock and roll and basically found
yes,
that...
Yes, bitch. Sex, drugs, and hip-hop.
...who report to taking 2 illicit drugs a year, or a month, are more likely to engage in non-traditional sex, including...
Niggas is sucking dick if they snoring coke!
But...
No, damn. No, I didn't know.
I don't think... That.
Now,
but
what are they doing then?
I drew a connection with like uh-oh. Think about anal and like poppers. Those are drugs.
What are poppers?
It's illegal. It's a substance that you
nigga. It's leather
sniff.
Cleaner.
That's what you have to ask for it to be legal.
It's but leather cleaner.
It's a substance that'll like make your body warmer, make your head a little lighter, so that you can take a dick.
But also, I just had.
I don't like poppers. Though.
I ain't gonna hold you. Okay, this ain't even a part of motherfucking vanilla shit. But bitch, I just used. This desensitizing lube
I hate
for that. My ass.
I used it.
And let me tell you, not only did I not feel my ass for 2 days, my lips, because somehow it got on my mouth. Don't ask me how. And bitch, I felt like I had fillers. I was like, babe, does my face look funny? But it's just because I could not feel my lips in the middle of having sex. I said, babe, we not going to use that shit no more. Because he wanted to fuck my ass. I said, cool, we'll use this little desensitizing gel. And I don't know where it ended up. Maybe I sucked his dick after, ass to mouth. I don't know. Maybe I ate his ass.
ATM.
It got somewhere else that my lips were numb. But I felt like they were balloons, but they weren't. I was like, babe, I don't. Like, I literally had to go and, like, scrub my Bruh. No, no, bro. So I don't know what type of drugs this is, but also desensitizing lube. Let's not do it. Okay. How about that? Sorry, that's my sex tip for today.
Well, for whatever.
Desensitizing lube, don't do it.
Don't buy that on the next sex toy promo code we give you. The hors d'oeuvre for the week is about the meatus, the hole at the tip of your penis.
The what? Which the is, mushroom?
Which is the worst name.
The mushroom?
No, the whole little split thing.
What's it?
The like, hole, bitch.
Like, there's a hole under
the pee hole?
Yeah, pee yeah. hole.
Not the urethra.
Say but the pee hole.
The meatus. Oh, the penis.
The urethra is the actual, like, line, lining, like, the yeah. stream.
What are you talking about? The hole. Hole at the top of the dick.
Yo,
is the pee
I don't
hole.
Know why. I just wanted to say the thing from Xenon. Penis deletus, meatus. Like, remember she used to
really, bro, is this what we're doing?
Anyway.
Can we not talk about sex on the Disney Channel? That's Disney, kind right. of weird.
The meatus is the hole at the tip of your dick. It's very sensitive during arousal, but
yes. the pee hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is the pee hole, right?
Yes, it the is meatus. The pee hole.
Why are you calling it the meatus?
Because that's where the... she's teaching people things, Mandy.
Wait, it's really called the meatus.
I swear to God, yeah.
Okay. Carry on.
I'm so proud of this.
Carry on.
Okay. Okay. So the meatus, if you apply pressure to it, medium pressure on and off, it'll actually be good. Now, not to be confused with the frenulum, that's like a little
we
thing.
Know you talk about the frenulum all the goddamn
bro,
time.
I'll be working them.
She be talking about the goddamn frenulum. She the frenulum queen.
I am.
AKA, that's what we gonna give
her. Frenulum friend.
She bring up frenulum every other episode. We know what the frenulum is. Do we?
Do
it's
you?
It's a little thing on the mushroom that lead from the head to the shaft.
Good for you.
The wow. little vein part. The little vein part. Mm-hmm.
And what's the pee hole called?
The meatus, bitch. Woo! That's an easy word, though. Frenulum is real, like, extra. Meatus makes sense because meatus we call it meat, and it's for us. The meat us.
For us, by us. The meatus.
Come on,
meat
FUBU. The FUBU dick.
In honor of Sex Sells being the first business show hosted by a black girl, what else is something these two black girls?
They let you get that off?
Oh, nigga, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm not about to tell everybody that? Because it is, ma'am.
Oh, okay, just make a show. You know they don't really want to get at to us. Although we are for us, by us.
No, I'm saying the Sex Sells show is the first business show.
No, hosted. But I know, but they let you get off that you're a black woman? Okay, I'll just play it. Only because we get all the hell from it, bro. We get the hell from it. That's all.
Well, wee bitch ain't me today. Now, speaking of business, a lot of people write in asking about how to trick on niggas. Or no, how do I get niggas to trick on them? Sugar daddies, all that stuff. I want to take a different turn with this episode. And it actually was I've had this idea for a few weeks. How to branch off into making money with niggas. Taking money for niggas, how to structure the conversation around it, things for them to invest in. And fellas, if you read meet a rich bitch, ladies, gays, whoever, and you have somebody in your life that's wealthy, follow these steps.
Wait, there's steps?
Bitch, I'm about to give it to you. Now,
wait, there are steps. I just want to be clear what you're about to teach the people. But you just sent me the outline. I just learned these steps.
This is a free flowing conversation. You have a lot of experience with getting lodged.
Here you go. Here you go. Now you about to just say you've been prostituting all of your time.
God. I was not going there.
Did it not sound like she was going there, Eden?
No.
You've only prostituted all of your teen and 20.
You have a lot of experience with getting a large sum of money at one point in time. We're going to talk about how to.
Bitch, because they was Africans and athletes. Are these going to be tips for like the average people? Or they got to bag a millionaire first.
So there's a few different types of spenders. Tell me which ones I'm wrong with.
Let's do it.
Here's the ones I listed that I could come up with.
Okay.
Men who will buy you things.
Yes.
Oh, that's what. Okay.
Men who will buy you vacations. Men who will only take you to eat.
Wait, what was that one?
Take you to eat.
Take you to eat.
Oh God. Oh, we're going really low. Okay.
Damn.
Men who will invest or partner with you.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I already said vacations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, the men that will
buy... Those are the only four?
These are the different type of spenders. Things, gifts, vacations, food.
Food. That's it.
And
no, that's not it.
I mean,
so let me
add to this. Then you have those who want to feel like they are your knight in shining armor, savior for livelihood. So you have men who will not gift you things or take you anywhere. They will only pay for necessities such as rent, such as school tuition,
such as
those things. So your rent can be, say, $2,300. That same man will never give you just $2,000 cash.
Great point.
It has to specifically go to something for your livelihood.
Now, when I said men who would invest, that wasn't what I meant. That was a good point.
Yeah.
I was talking about men that be like, well, what do you want me to put some money
towards? What do you
want to
do?
Because I've had many men ask me that when I didn't know what to do.
Oh, bitch, same. I apparently wanted to sell fucking iPhone accessories at one point. Let's not talk about that.
That question, like, niggas be like, oh, if you want to put your money towards something. So we're going to talk about shit like that too. Because some men do want to partner with you on something because they don't want to just hand you cash.
But wait, can I also add one more to that?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Men who will be with you for a good time and spend money on everything but you. So I've been with men who will want to show me a great time and they feel like because they just spent two racks in the strip club on other women.
I have pocket strip club money in here.
So there's that. But I mean, a lot of times, like, I've had friends get caught pocketing strip club money and nigga, that shit looked bad on me. Yeah. And niggas was like, never again. But I'm saying I've also been out with a nigga to a strip club that was only tipping 20s, nigga. So I'm counting. So legit, spent $2,500 at the strip club. I ate, I had a great time, and the bitch, I went home with nothing. But I realized there were dancers that just went home.
So
with,
this is an interesting thing, right? Because I've had men that have you ever been out with a nigga and they'll like go to the mall with you and only buy themselves? They want to show you they're spending money.
Who?
When I was around...
I was 16?
I was
about
that age.
We go into the mall together, what am I getting?
When I was about like 18, what am 19, I remember niggas would like take me to eat. We go to Millennia or some shit. That's in Orlando.
Shout out 407 Chopper City.
And they would buy themselves something expensive. And I didn't know what to do, how to ask. And I think that the asking in particular is something that we're all kind of uncomfortable with.
Uncomfortable? Hold on. For everyone listening to this right now, if you're with a man and you're going out and he's like, yo, I got to go pick this up real quick. Y'all together and he stop at the Louis store and think it's okay for him to just buy himself something. He's trying to show you that he got money.
Are you talking about if that's their significant other? Or are you
if we fucking with each other and I'm with you, I'm spending my time with you, I'm spending my day with you, and you got to go pick something up. You go to the Louis store and just buy shoes for the evening.
But let me tell you how rude that is.
Without giving me nothing, you just trying to flex that you got
that's
the cash.
That's buying a fucking bottle and that's telling it. Your friend they can't drink out of it. I swear to God.
Say that again.
That is buying a bottle at the club and saying, oh, this is for me.
That's whack.
Ooh.
That is really.
I didn't think of that analogy.
You genuinely came to want me to see you flex? Bro, have you ever taken out one of your friends that just ain't making as much bread as you and like, you think I'm about to eat this shit in your face and not share my shit with you? Right. I'm not inviting you.
Oh yeah.
You know
what
I mean? I'm gonna roll with people that if I know you ain't got it, I got you. Or if I'm rolling with someone, they on their same shit. Like that is some disrespectful shit. Niggas have done that to me. And I don't know.
I mean, I think that now we can speak to it from a position. I know you don't want to be called an auntie or anything old, but we in our 30s now. And I think we can now reflect on shit differently. You don't think it's that?
That I'm an auntie? No.
Okay, you're not an auntie because you have no siblings. But we're in the auntie age era.
No, we're not.
I mean,
my sister has a child. I'm literally an aunt.
I will not call you auntie, though.
We are not at the auntie age. I believe auntie age is 35 and up. We are 30, man.
You're pushing the goalpost.
You think auntie is what?
Me. Because I didn't learn my life.
No.
But it's because I got a man now.
I'm not a fucking auntie.
If y'all really hate me, it's because I have a man now and I've learned my lesson. I think aunties learn from the mistakes they've made in their youth. And I repent everything I did in
my
20s. That
bitch said she repent. Oh, Lord. This is
bitch, I repent.
Bible story with Brianna, nigga.
Uh-uh, my bad.
Now.
Okay, go ahead.
I found this list. I thought it was pretty cute. But I want to... go over what the internet says are great times to ask men for money. Let's start with that.
And
then we'll go into how to use it.
The fact that you laughing so hard, because, Eden, calm down. Guess what? As soon as you ask for my pussy.
Dudes have been getting so pissed about that shit online
if you ask me for pussy, I can ask you for money. So let's go.
And I get that.
Oh, yeah. And I will.
So, yeah.
SmartLazyHustler.com.
Wait, is this your resource?
I swear to God, this is a website.
Not the Washington Post, but say that again.
SmartLazyHustler.com.
SmartLazyHustler.com.
That's what we're about to be.
Okay.
Now.
Honestly, that's the title of this episode.
Factors.
Can we do that?
No, it has to be sex sells.
Oh, shit. Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, but Smart Lazy Hustler is good. That's cute. Maybe we'll put
it in
the
subtitle, bitch. Yeah, there you go. Okay. In parentheses.
Factors to consider before you ask them money, because you can't just always ask them money. One, are they happy? Make sure they're in a good space.
Nigga, that's why they paying me, because they unhappy in their marriage. So let's go past this one. A nigga that's happy ain't paying you.
Now this,
it's the unhappy niggas. Next. Nigga, do you hear? Well, she's about to give fun. Do you understand now?
Happy is it maybe like after they come or something. Damn.
Oh.
Now, this one I really love. Anytime he hurts you and apologizes, this is a great time to getting what you want. You should know it should be something serious, like a forgotten birthday, a cancellation of a date, promises to call. Whenever they fail to do something, you make their request because they know they have to fulfill.
You
know,
so I forget to call and I got to buy you something?
Eden, I'm about to sit here and be devil's advocate. Straight up, Cuddy got flamed. She came on, see the thing is, and said that when her nigga fucks up, it's okay when he fucks up as long as she gets something in return for the fuck up. I say that for a woman who really likes the man, don't accept a gift as a consolation prize for them fucking up.
This is tricking.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie.
Wait. Boyfriend.
Yeah, but I've dealt with tricks. If you want your trick to behave in a certain way where he doesn't, like, fuck up your time and really fuck with you? No, you got to get
I disagree on this one.
No, tricks have to be in line.
Because my trick niggas I've had, I don't give a fuck about what fucking feelings they're hurting. I'm going to pretend I'm sad and you're going to buy me things.
No, trick niggas.
Oh my God, babe, yeah, like, but, I really thought you were, like, I just can't believe we're not spending the weekend
Yeah,
together.
But trick niggas at the same time have to know that they can't play with you, bro. Like, a trick nigga can't be like, yeah, we doing dinner, then we going to do this, then we going to do that. And then last minute, they cancel on you. Trick niggas, you still have to hold them accountable to the same regard. And you should be getting gifts and money from them, whether they fuck up or not. So you fucking up isn't why I'm getting a gift. You should be giving me a gift and shit.
I mean, yes, they should be giving, but I do think it's a good, if you have to put a time, place on asking, I do think that's a good one. I will say, I tried
Don't wait to ask for something when they fuck up. You should already be asking for something is
yes,
what I'm saying.
Yes, you could, bitch. This is one of the options. Damn.
And I'm telling you, we got to rewrite this article. That's what I'm saying.
Now, I want to tell you guys about writers. The passive-aggressive asker, which this happened in my...
I don't like that.
Let me tell you how it works.
My niggas do not like... They'll be like, how?
Not the amount. So this is how I tested it.
Okay, come on, passive aggressive.
So
asker.
Lover boy saw the clip about where we made the tip of the dick of your ass, whatever, we made a joke. So we were in the same city.
Wait, what was the joke?
Sorry.
What was the joke?
Something about giving a tip. And you said, here's your tip. Like the tip of the dick that went in your ass. Oh, he loved that.
I'm glad.
So I'm on FaceTime with him. I'm about to be in the same city. I haven't seen him in years. And I'm in the car with my homegirl, and her and I were shopping. And I said on FaceTime, I could not believe he ended up doing it. I was like, I shouldn't even be spending my own money. This doesn't even feel right. I was like, I've had a birthday that's passed, Christmas. I was like, when you see me, I know you're going to want a little something. I was like, I should be getting shoes or something. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, you wear Gucci. I should have Gucci. I should have nice things. I need a new pair of shoes. Bitch, don't you know?
You sent him the shoes you
want? I didn't send him anything. Literally showed up. He had the Gucci bag ready. Beautiful fucking Gucci shoes.
Luckily, you like them. Anytime normally a man just...
It came with a gift receipt.
Okay, good. Ladies, there's a tip right there. No. Make sure you get the gift receipt because a lot of these men and their style is just a little
but
questionable.
There is something I said that I realized it that is. Was a little bit different.
They be getting bitches kitten heels and shit.
They do.
We don't want that shit.
He was making jokes about like, I gotta buy you this. And I said, listen to me. I said, I buy myself these things, you buy yourself these things, and you know how I roll now. Like, if I do it, you need to be doing it.
Facts.
And he did. Not saying he's never bought me nice things. He's definitely bought me Gucci when we were dating, but I was just so impressed. And he was very much like, you deserve it. And I
did your pussy drip?
Yeah, a little bit.
When you got that gift,
I hope so.
Did your pussy start throbbing? Like,
I haven't
damn,
seen,
now
like,
this nigga about
I haven't
to get
had
pussy.
A man just put a fucking... like, don't get me wrong, Obi gets me things all the time, but like, I know they're happening. Like, it's a birthday or it's Valentine's Day, or he'll ask me, I'm gonna buy you something. Someone just puts a Gucci bag in my face, like, that's for you.
My pussy would drip like, too.
You know what's crazy?
And you know, I've been on my Black Lives Matter shit, bro. So I couldn't believe.
And what's crazy is I get.
Loverboy was white, for those who don't know.
I get a sentiment that is so different now. Like, and yeah, y'all can fast forward. I'm about to talk about my man. In terms of gifts, though, my dorm, I have packages downstairs. I'm like, I didn't order anything. My man sends things to my house constantly from, if he just notices I'm out of something or he's at the house and he feels like there's something that can make my life easier.
Damn.
He buys it for me. I'm like, Nick, I be having to ask him, and I only know because he spelled my last name wrong. So I know when I get shit from him.
He adds the extra letter.
Don't say it on here. But he adds the extra letter. So I normally know when things are from him because he spells my last name with an extra letter.
It'll
literally be all household items. Like things that he just realizes.
That's what the women do, which is very sweet.
Right. He does stuff like that. Like when I was in Jamaica, I came home to hooks and everything being hung around my house.
Very sweet.
Because he's like, you put a lot of things on the floor. Hang it up now, bitch.
That's very sweet, but that's I'm going to tell you how Obe does his.
What will he do?
He's such a fucking bougie ass nigga, and I love him for it. But he'll come to my house and be like, what is this? What are these candles from Bed Bath & Beyond?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Oh, bitch. Lalabo, Margiela. He's not fucking around.
Oh, he likes $200 candles?
Yeah.
No, bitch. I'd be right there at Burlington.
Oh,
give me my $7 candle was originally priced at $27.99.
I need the Marshalls in the Lower East
when
Side.
When I tell you, I be feeling like I'm doing something when I spend above $11 on a candle. And I be getting the shits that be like this big. It be like the size of my head. I be like,
bruh.
Damn. Oh, like, I'm not going to lie. You want to talk about things that make you come?
Is this?
I don't know, but this makes me come right here.
Oh, I took the sticker off, but
$7.99. It was probably $7.99. When I tell you, as an adult, honey, give me a $20 candle for $8. Oh, I'm orgasming.
For $8.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you how bougie this nigga done got me.
Fuck them little $200 candles.
Hand wash. You think I have regular lavender soap now? It has to be Aesop geranium. Like, he's not fucking around. Okay, bergamot. Like, it has
to. Wait, for what?
Hand soap ASAP, like body wash.
Oh, that's cute. Bitch, you gonna wash your hands with soft soap in my shit.
You know that fucking shit.
And I got soft soap, bitch.
$75?
Yeah, I got 6 bottles for $12.99 off Amazon for the soft soap.
Bro.
Shout out to the soft soap.
But also, if you like it, you love it, buy it for me.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Come on, rich niggas.
So.
That's my type.
What do you do once you get the money? Now, there is.
You spend it.
The men that want to just invest. I want to talk about some of the women that I've met and the things they've invested their bread into with niggas. Mm. I thought it would be cool for us to talk about things that maybe in a good way that we flipped with a man's cash. One of my homegirls, you know who she is, but she used to get mad bread from these scammer niggas. And one particular dude was like, oh, you ain't doing shit but buying clothes and hoeing around. Da, da, da. You better come up with a business. And she fucking started selling hair, bitch, made him fly her to China, picked out the weave herself, like started a whole company from it. And I think that when men would give me money or would ask me what I was doing with it, I didn't really have a plan. So I did think a great thing and a great way to start, Mandy even does e-commerce, is one, figuring out dropship, whether it be candles or whatever, like have that nigga just put the money into it. Because at the end of the day, guess what? If you're not going to spend it on yourself, it's literally like free capital. Like, just take it, make it. And if it fucking fails, whatever. But at least you didn't fucking lose the bread.
So I'll be honest with you. Coming from when I was really getting money out of these niggas, if I'm talking to the women in college or the women pursuing degrees, the capital that I was given went towards my bills because it allowed me the freedom not to have to work.
That's smart,
and
too.
And so when I look back at it, even my African, I told you I got like 30 grand, saw him twice, but I got like 30,000 in a year. And it was the first year that I decided to go back to school. And at that time, I had worked only retail, bartending, things like that. 30, 40, 50,000 was like my yearly income. So the fact that I got 30,000 tax-free off of a nigga, I was able to take 7 classes a semester. I was able to
that's
speed
a lot.
Up.
Man, that's
I was
a
able, it was 21 credits a semester. You know, at Lehman, I was able to speed up my process in obtaining 2 degrees. And so I look back now.
We should talk about loans a little bit because, so I've never taken student loans. Yeah, I didn't finish college.
And then I took student loans just to also live. So now, between
fixed rate loans, I will say, when you get a lot of cash from a dude, whatever it may be, I am a firm believer if the loan is fixed rate, I am not. I'm sorry. If it does not take me, like, give me any advantage for paying it down, if you cannot...
Wait, what do you mean? Yeah, talk. What are you talking
like,
about?
So, like, fixed rate, as in it won't change. Like, there's... It's just, this is what it is. Like, if it's not really going to, like, accrue more interest whether you pay it off or not. For example, like, a lot of PPP loans. Whether you pay them off early, like, they're going to kind of be the same. Do not waste your capital by fucking spending all the cash paying off a loan so you're debt-free. Because... That,
I know that's right. I ain't
that may not even help you in the end.
I ain't gonna hold you. The SBA loan that I was able to get last year, only 3%. That's a very low interest rate. And right now, I'll also say with my e-commerce business, we need a lot of inventory. Inventory costs money. Like even just my first run, I spent over $20,000 on inventory, just my first run of inventory, and we need more. And so even looking at inventory, that fixed interest rate of loans is the only thing I'm doing. Like
you can't do that APR. Fuck you.
Yeah. Like when something is over 20% or they're able to change with the market fluctuation of what interest rates can be, that ends up fucking you.
Now,
for sure.
You can like do some refi on your own a little bit. Like one of the smartest things I was able to do. So, and this wasn't smart.
Wait, also real quick, for those of you listening who like are like, what the fuck are these bitches talking about?
Business. No, this is what the fuck this
also,
is.
But also, here's a breakdown. Say you take out a 10th, I'm going to make the numbers super easy. Fixed interest rate, what she's talking about, because it's also what I'm going through right now with business loan.
I was going to explain.
Say you get a $10,000 business loan. They say, hey, out of this $10,000 business loan, we want 10% interest. Mm-hmm. You know, to this company,
that's $1,000.
You only owe them $11,000. That is what they want back.
And when it's fixed, that means that's that fixed. It's not going to keep growing if you take longer to pay it off. Now, a lot of school loans do. However,
yeah, bitch, fuck selling me.
There's a fuck lot that of bitch, changes my in the government now. Right now. Happening
it's deferred. The loans are deferred.
Right.
They've been deferred for like the last year
so
and a half.
Here's my advice for anyone that's got a large sum of money and loans and all that shit. One thing I did for myself was I only rid myself of debt that would immediately change my credit score in order to do certain things that I needed. For example, when I first moved to New York, granted the sugar daddy got me that apartment, but my credit was maybe like a 615. I had to put down first, last, and 2 months rent, which was like $12,000, $15,000, whatever.
My credit helped me so good with this apartment.
Oof. So when your credit is higher, you can actually spend less because they're requiring less and you can keep some in the bank. So what you should be doing, if you really have, go on your Credit Karma, look and see like, okay, hard inquiries is my highest. They're going to fall off in 2 years. The debt to income ratio. Keep your cards lower than 30%. Spread them out. If you have one card that's $10,000 and another one that's five, it's 30 of each. Don't just fill up one $10,000 card and keep the other one zero because they really watch those shits. So make sure you're paying towards what's going to change your life immediately. And that's why I say do not be paying off them loans that quick if they're fucking fixed.
I agree.
Hell no. Now, another thing I think that's smart to do.
Are you
going to
get back to sucking dick or no?
No, we're talking about how to trick on these niggas.
Oh, okay.
Let's just say you have a nigga that wants to take you on vacation. That's what he wants to do.
Okay. Well, I'm cool with that.
I am
I have a tip on this. Can I give a tip on this real quick?
Yeah.
If you got niggas that are flying you out,
I know what it is.
Failed miserably in this. Get your ass a fucking frequent flyer program on one airline and tell whoever is flying you out that you will only fly out on this airline.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because when I tell you, even being gold medallion right now on Delta,
it takes time.
Is amazing. It takes so much like pressure off of whether you want the nigga to pay for extra check luggage and all this other stuff.
Bro, to lay down on that flight.
If a nigga
want to
fly you out, tell him you will only fly out on one airline and rack up those miles and points because even if your flight is
$1,200. You're making money on the flight. Now, making money on your own trips is a big fucking deal. That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
If you're doing vacations, let them pay yourself back. And I am a firm believer in that going on even a free vacation costs me money. Like, don't you spend more money getting ready for the vacation than you do on a goddamn vacation?
Yes and no.
I gotta get my hair. I gotta get my shit.
We do. And that's the thing too. A lot of times we not only have to get our hair, makeup, nails, toes done. We do like to buy outfits because we know we're going on vacation.
Bro.
And to be fair too, when you're traveling, especially if you're coming from like a metropolitan area, you have to also take into consideration you're either paying for Uber or you're paying for your car to be parked at the airport. You're paying for food at the airport. This, it's never a free trip for the women. I know the men listening are like, oh my God, but you got there for free. It still comes out to be an expense to us. Because at the end of the day,
a fucking flight is not that expensive anymore,
dog. It's not anymore. I mean, they're going back up. I ain't going home.
But no, but like for real, like people, what are niggas spending?
They be acting like bitches can't afford fucking $300 flights. I don't know why.
I hate that. I'll fly you out.
And I can fly myself out.
The person that I had a meeting with in LA that I was talking about, he wanted to schedule our meeting for the next day. I said, I have to leave. I have to go back to New York to work. He's like, I'll pay your change fee. I looked at him and said,
there are no change flight fees right now.
I said, one, there's no change fees. Two, do you think I was going to cancel my plans for $100 or $200?
Yeah.
Nigga, you got me fucked up.
Niggas really be talking to bitches like we ain't got money, and I don't know why they do that shit.
So.
Because black women got all the money.
When it comes to those vacation things, making sure... If you sincerely cannot afford the prep that it takes to go on this vacation, be very clear in saying, because they're going to offer it to you anyway, bitch. They're like, yo, I'm going to take you to Miami. We're going to do 3 days. Da, da, da. Be like, look, I would love to go with you. Shit, I really want to suck your dick on that balcony. But I'm going to be real. I need to get my outfits together. Like, it's just kind of stressing me out with work. Like, I just have a lot of things to buy. Use that word.
Mm.
Use that word. Don't say you have a lot of things to get together. Don't say you got things to prepare. Say, I have a lot of things that I need to buy.
To make this trip happen.
To make this trip happen. Because you need to kind of be clear with those words if asking for direct money is kind of scary.
But sis, that means you can't show up with your lashes falling out, your nails not done, and your hair not done.
Because niggas know nowadays.
Because niggas be knowing.
Now, as far as buying you things, I'll be real. I never really said no to gifts.
I told you I was so poor at one time. I returned gifts.
Oh, which I was gonna say, I never really said no to gifts.
I returned
when
them.
Trappers was buying me gifts. They buy them with cash. I'd return them. I feel like based on the comfortability is how forward you can be about not being able to have a $2,000 bag, a $1,000 bag, whatever it might be, and saying, I actually really need this cash. Like, kind of watch your words with this okay. one. I think the relate.
Watch your words. But also, to me, just know the type of nigga you're dealing with. That's the thing. There are men that don't want to feel like tricks.
I know.
So paying for your bills and getting cash, they're going to have a problem with. But gifts, if they're a materialistic type of nigga, a gift is nothing to them because this is what they enjoy buying.
Yeah.
So I would say be careful with that. If you got a materialistic type of guy, don't say you need rent or bills paid instead because you may get nothing.
So when I had my sugar daddy, like granted, he was super lit. He's the one I've talked about who had a plane and all that and bought me my first, he didn't buy me the apartment. Sorry, he paid for the rent for a year when I moved to New York. But I genuinely needed cash, bro. Like seriously, I just needed a few racks. Before the move, like, and I didn't want to tell him after he did the whole apartment. I was like, you still need a few thousand to move. It's just, you really do. Moving your stuff, the flights, like all that stuff, getting my shit together, buying little things for the place. Like I needed like maybe $3,000 or $4,000 that I didn't have. And we went shopping in Miami.
But you should have sucked another dick.
Well, I told him because I was like, I really like, I know you want to buy me this stuff. Like, I feel really bad to take it because like, I have a lot of stuff to do with this move. He got very irritated with me. He was like, this is our day to have a good time. Like, we're not thinking about moving. Like, we want to have fun. We want to enjoy this. It was like, I ruined it for him. And I remember that feeling in his face. Like, oh, now I'm going to shop all day with her. And she thinking about how she can't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when she's talking about materialistic men, what Mandy just said, know that person.
You have to know.
Because they just enjoy.
You have to know.
We flew to Miami on the jet for a day to shop. And inside, I was dying when he was trying to buy me these expensive shoes because I was like, bro, I need the fucking money.
But see, what's crazy is I have friends that always got the red bottoms, the purses, the gifts. The men that I bonded and connected to, like, I got put on payroll for almost a year. I got a check every 2 weeks. For a nigga that I saw once a quarter. My other really good friend who got me my MacBook and who paid for my summer school classes and who helped me through school, I could never hit him up like, oh my God, there's these $1,200 shoes I want. If I hit him up, it was because I needed it.
And you have to know what kind of man it is.
You have to know what type of man you're dealing with. Because yeah, there's a huge difference, and you'll have men that'll be like, bitch, I ain't paying your bills. But then you'll have another guy that'll be like, what do you need help with? Now, I want to be here to help
you. I will say, if you're fucking with, and just lastly, a hood nigga that's making cash fast.
Which I never dealt with. My men made money legally.
Well, I did.
I know.
You and liked, one thing I never
you liked
did,
the trap stars.
I love it. One thing
Weezy
I will
tell would go in like, I'm here for the T-R-A-P-S-A-R. No.
Get another water.
Big drink. Shoes in my car. She likes it. She likes the trap stars.
She needs a fucking water.
Okay. So you don't know the Jeezy song now? Is
yes,
that what we're going to do? Are we going to act
big
like...
Big shoes on a car. She likes it.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I'm just saying I'm on TV now. As we remember, June 7th, sales came. Oh, lastly, if you're dealing with hood niggas, one thing I did really, not do...
This is a lastly pointer.
Seriously,
if
bro.
If you're dealing with...
Whoa.
Mandy.
Whoa. Hey.
That's what you said.
Hey.
Bleep
hey.
That then.
Damn.
But wait. This is really like a demo?
This is a tip.
Can I ask, what is a hood nigga?
A hood nigga is somebody that doesn't have a regular job. You may not know how they're getting their cash. It could be scamming, trapping. It's just niggas that got cash that like spend it in weird ways, like fast. They could still drive a fucking Focus, but they take you to a $500 dinner.
Bro, you like, gotta chill, not the Focus and a $500
dinner.
I'm telling
you, like, I had a nigga that lived in a...
Bro!
Because that's a trap car, dog. Like, I fucked with, like...
No, the trap car is the Chrysler 300.
No, bro, niggas have a fucking car to do runs, and I'm telling you, bro, like, I knew a nigga that had a Porsche and a fucking Focus. Seriously.
And then y'all went to $500 dinner?
But if he had to make a run or some shit, because he's spending the bread.
Bro, I'm cracking
bro, I know
up
this
right
ain't
now.
Your life, but I
it's
fucked
not,
with all
I'm
these
cracking
niggas.
Up. I never met a nigga with a Porsche and a Focus. I'm not gonna hold you.
I'm dead. Am I fucking around with like y'all
wait,
know what
wait.
I'm talking about?
Okay, do y'all know people like this? They have Porsches and Focuses?
I
don't know no trap
nigga in a Focus. I mean, it was like a Sonata.
A Focus?
It, maybe, it was like a Sonata.
Don't it, do it that because you know that
a,
was my
like
car, bitch.
Porsche on my end.
That
but,
was
yes.
my first car.
I know two cars.
Bro,
car,
I'm not kidding. He had a two-door
no,
Porsche.
No, bro, it's a Charger, a Chrysler, and then the luxury
the Charger's
car.
The Charger's a
I was about to say Impala. What is she talking about? A Focus. She had the like niggas that's trapping in Volkswagens out
I'm
here.
I'm telling you, I had a nigga that had a Sonata. It wasn't a Focus. It was a Sonata.
Bitch, I had a Sonata.
He did not
you calling
move
me a tra-
weight in no fucking... No, bro.
My Sonata was
the Chargers and the Impalas are nigga cars. They're not fucking moving weight in them shits anymore. You got to be smart.
Oh, this is like new age trappers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, okay. The tip is,
sorry.
When I was young, I never knew how to really get more like a larger investment from them. And today, if I was still fucking with them niggas, I would have told them to put their money in someplace they can grow it. And this is just you being a bitch that sounds like you're on your fucking investor
bitch,
shit.
Bitch, we was not here. One, we was not here at 21.
We can't. That's what I'm trying to tell the girls them. Tell these men that you're going to put their money in someplace safe and grow it. And I'm telling you, they got money stashed at some bitch house or their mama house. They have cash that they can't spend quickly. And if they can just put it somewhere and know that it may grow or have the potential to grow, bitch, do all that motherfucking little street talk. I'm telling you, I do that shit with niggas now, okay? Do you think that a lot of this shit in the studio was... Look.
Hey.
Oh, you suck dick for the couch?
I didn't have to suck dick for anything. I was
you gave a foot job?
Wow.
There was a pause.
There was a pause.
I didn't give a foot job. But what I'm telling you is...
You gave a hand job?
We have a second studio space that we're trying to come.
Did you spit on the tip?
Trying to grow.
Did you spit on the meatus?
No, but I'll tell you what. I ain't have to do shit for that meat. Them niggas want to fuck with me. And I told them, my shit's already grown in 90 days. I have a second space coming. And I think that you should invest in some of it and just gain a little cash back on it instead of me taking out... Why would I work through the government when I could work through you? I'll pay you back in like a year and a half.
And with this boot hole.
I need about $15,000
to offer
buy
that
the
boot
new
hole.
Equipment.
You going to let them get the head passed so the shaft can experience the booty hole?
Mm.
Let's get on to the whole mail. I hope you guys liked this type of episode. Mandy and I may talk about stuff like this on Patreon at some other point in time. But trick on these niggas. Now,
Let the niggas trick on you. What are you talking about? Trick on these niggas.
I keep calling them my tricks and just use the word freely. Sorry.
Get tricked on.
Stocks, drop ship, futures, reinvesting it into your business, all of it. Ho mail, ho confession. Here we go.
Let's go.
Not real crazy, but kind of hoey. I love how short this is.
I love it.
I recently learned about Grindr through y'all. Being in the South, homosexuality is frowned upon. Well, last weekend I went to a guy's house to fuck. We started on the couch and ended up in the shower. Lots of fun, but quite nice. Enough. So I drove back into my town and found another one. He wasn't able to host, so we met at a gas station and we messed around in the backseat, just kept using Grindr. He seemed super nervous and I had trouble staying up, so we just quit. I head home for the night kind of disappointed, but the next morning I hit up my regular. Finally got what I was looking for, and then I came home and fucked my wife.
Nice. I mean, well, not nice, but...
No! We don't condone the DL here.
I don't care about DL. I care about cheating.
The thing about this show...
He said it's frowned upon.
Yeah, but if we're speaking of... If we are two women who have sat here and wanted to uplift people in their sexual cravings, their sexual endeavors, their partners, and them being their true selves as women, I would like to think we've had enough guests to feel as though you can do that as a man. And so while you're sitting here saying that you don't condone cheating, I think we've only fairly touched on the DL community. And with me, even with the partners that I've dated who have either let me peg them or who have been curious about engaging in sex with trans women or slight engagement with men, my very, very main point in talking to them was, I love how honest you are with me. You should be honest with every other sexual partner that you have.
I'll be honest,
and
though.
And so,
like,
no.
DL men.
No.
A lot of it, we shouldn't get into this conversation.
We don't have to, but you know
but
my...
But you know how I feel about men exposing themselves. It's not easy. You can lose everything.
But I get that it's not easy. But to me, if you can be your full self with somebody, period, you should be able to let someone else know that you're engaging in sex with, that this is what you're into, this is what you like, these are the things that you do, period.
So here's what I was going to say. I was going to say, crazy ass hotel that you shared with us, host confession. We appreciate you for sharing it.
We do.
The cheating is what I don't like about it. The thing he said, I don't know what southern town he lives in where homosexuality is frowned upon, so I understand why you can't necessarily come out, but I would start by sharing slight fantasies with your wife, seeing how she feels about videos and stuff like that, only because maybe you won't have to cheat and lie if she's down.
If she's like Weezy or I. Like, that's the thing that I will say. Yes, women in general, I won't even make this a black woman thing. Women in general are just as homophobic as men are.
Yeah.
However, there's a huge community of women. I've met them. I'm friends with them. We've had a podcast for 4 years where we have different women who have come on and been like, it doesn't bother them. They just want their partner to be A, upfront and honest. And honestly, if a woman will leave you for you being your true selves, as people, we need to be okay with someone just not being for us. That's the problem. Whether, like, I've had male partners that didn't like me being bisexual or fearing that every time I was hanging with a homegirl, I was probably having sex with them. I've had men intimidated by that.
Yeah.
But I've let them know up front, well, this is who I am. If that's not what you like, then maybe we shouldn't fuck with each other. And so I think that men need to allow that same grace. If you feel like a woman is not going to fully accept you and who you are, that woman is just not for you. But there are women out there who are accepting of that.
It's difficult because I think that once you get to the point where you're married to someone, you have no fucking idea what to do.
They said they married? Yeah. Oh, she went back to his wife.
Right. I do think
bitch, divorce.
The honesty has to happen because you're only going to want to fuck more and more.
But not only that, I don't know what the prenup is. I don't know what y'all, what type of arrangements y'all made. But if you're out here fucking with other men, I don't know what the stipulations of divorce would be. But there is something to where if you went against the vows, she could rape your ass as far as economically and in terms of taking the money that you built up in your job and everything else. Like, I will say there is an unfair treatment in divorce and child support and all these other things we've talked about in terms of it being on the woman's side. Right. So whether you're being unfaithful with a man or a woman, you're being unfaithful to your partner. And that will probably lead them to be more spiteful.
Unfair. There's a wage gap, honey.
No, there is that too.
Now,
there is that too.
Aside from hotels, you can check us out on Patreon and get 4 bonus episodes.
Oh, you just said fuck any more advice. Well, yeah, it got a little deep, but
it did.
I will say before we wrap up this episode, anyone listening to this podcast now, if for whatever reason you feel as though the person you are engaging in sex with, the person you're in a relationship with, the person who you're pursuing will not fully accept you for who you are, it is okay with knowing that that may not be the person for you. And I'm just frustrated in this dating pool of us trying to change ourselves to get into relationships and have someone accept us for the people that we truly aren't. And if we're dating and trying to find someone that is our soulmate, our partner, someone that we can grow and build with,
yeah,
you need to show your full self to them as early as possible to not waste your time, not waste their time, and also allow that person to choose if you are the person for them. And it's okay for that person not to be for you. We need to be cognizant in the fact that who we may want may not be for us. And that is okay.
Right.
Cognizant Mandy.
Yes, Mandy. Bitch. Okay. Do the little Patreon spiel, bitch.
Patreon.com/horrible decisions. If you want more of Mandy and I and you enjoy these solo episodes, we actually pump out most of our solo content on Patreon. Together. We have behind the scenes footage. We have live town halls where you can talk and chat with us every once a month. And we give merch on there. So yeah, check us out on there. Check us out on our other podcast for Fact's Sake every Tuesday. Mandy has 2 more podcasts.
Yeah, so you guys can check me out right after this episode if you haven't yet. Period, sis. It is the official podcast brought to you by Official Box Owner. And so there I go into a lot of the tales of womanhood. So women who have ovarian cysts, fibroids, cancer, really heavy periods. So there's endometriosis, there's PCOS. It's all about the health of women and really getting comfortable with ourselves, our hygiene. So that's every Monday. They're very short, anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes. And then you can also catch me every Tuesday on See the Thing Is with my co-host, Bridget Kelly. That is on the Joe Budden Network. And from time to time, we have our Friends with Benefits join us on the couch. So check that out on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud.
But tonight, watch Sex Cells. Bye,
Sex Cells on Fuse. Get your ass confused. And also, again, stay tuned for a 5-minute bonus clip for our bonus Patreon content. If you like what you hear, go on over to patreon.com/horriblecisions. All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
This has been another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. Yeah, it's bonus, bitches. Hi, guys. We are here for another bonus episode of Horrible Decisions, and I am here with 2 people that you guys are already familiar with. So I am here with Sade and Chelsea from the Black Girls Texting Podcast. Hey, guys.
Hi, I'm sweaty.
Good girl.
Go ahead and tell on me. Go ahead and tell them that I made y'all record this at 8:30 in the morning on a Friday. It's during Memorial Day weekend.
On a Friday, on Memorial Day weekend, she proceeded to purchase us a round of shots last night.
Yeah, oh, wait, no, but I think we were drinking.
We were drinking.
And we were drinking. And then I went out and had more drinks with the guy. See,
so that's who you need to blame is the guy.
True.
It is the guy. So guys, this is, of course, a bonus episode. And we really wanted to share with you guys our experience because I did bring these 2 ladies to the sex club for the first time. So for any of you who have just wondered what someone's first experience was like at a sex club, I know we normally bring the freaks on. And while these bitches be talking like they are, they're baby-toeing their ways there. But before we start, I know a lot of you guys have seen what's been going on with the other network that I'm a part of, with everything that's happened with my other podcast, See the Thing Is. And the crazy part is, I'm not going to sit here and talk about it like you think I am. but with what happened and what was said and what was what transpired as far as how people felt, and then, of course, the titles and labels of sexual harassment, sexual assault, assault, and also simply being uncomfortable. Those were a lot of conversations that were being had. And I know that we talk about those things a lot as well. But what's crazy is the very week that that happened, our episode with Black Girls Texting dropped.
Oh.
And immediately, my heart kind of went to, it just sank as I started reading everyone's comments regarding it being a workplace. You can't say certain things to certain people. My defense also to why I wasn't uncomfortable is because I had built up a rapport. I've known Joe for over 10 years. So I'm seeing all these think pieces on what happened. And drunk as fuck, I did hit you drunk, Chelsea. But I hit Chelsea up and I said, hey, when you came onto Horrible Decisions, I didn't make you uncomfortable, did I? And I said that because if you go and listen back to the episode, I was clearly flirting with Chelsea and also said multiple times, I wanted to fuck you when I saw you. You be playing. I've been trying to fuck you. Those are the things that I said to Chelsea, which is what has Joe in hot boiling water. Mm. And what's crazy about that is, Chelsea, you told me you were not uncomfortable by my advances. However, we don't have that strong rapport. I met you about 3 years ago, but I think I've seen you more in the last month than I have our entire lives.
Yeah. It's such like a gray area, especially like in the world of podcasting, right? Because it's not like a corporate setting. And like, you know, people are very like loosey-goosey. You talk about sex, like,
right,
on Horrible Decisions. So I wouldn't go on there not expecting to talk about sex, if that makes sense.
So that is what people were saying, and it made me so uncomfortable. So a lot of people that I spoke to was like, yeah, well, see, the thing isn't Horrible Decisions.
And so
people were like, when you go on Horrible Decisions, you would expect that type of stuff. And it immediately made me uncomfortable because I shot back and was like, Horrible Decisions is still not a space that I created to make people uncomfortable or to sexually assault them and for them to feel like they have to endure that type of behavior from Weezy or I. So when that was the response, I was like, nah, potting is potting. But I hated that people thought that, well, if that was said on Horrible Decisions, I think it would have just been fine because, you know, they know what they're signing up when they go over there. And I'm like, no. And that's why I hit you, because I was like, If Chelsea was uncomfortable with my advances just because of my show, that doesn't mean she signed up to be sexually harassed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I didn't mean like Horrible Decisions, you sign up to be get sexually harassed. I mean more like it's a podcast and it's not necessarily...